Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Anthony Lewandowski faces new claims of stealing trade secrets by Mark Harris. The engineer at the heart of the upcoming Waymo versus Uber trial is facing dramatic new allegations of commercial wrongdoing, this time from a former nanny. Erica Wong, who says she cared for Anthony Lewandowski's two children from December 2016 to June 2017, filed a lawsuit in California this month accusing him of breaking a long list of employment laws. The complaint alleges the failure to pay wages, labor and health code violations, and the intentional infliction of emotional distress, among other things. Yet, in this unusual 81-page complaint, Wong also speculates about a large swath of Lewandowski's personal and business dealings. She reports a great variety of details, including dozens of overheard names, the license plate numbers of cars she observed at a Lewandowski property, and an extensive list of the BDSM gear she claims he kept in his bedroom. Though the lawsuit contains some obvious inaccuracies, such as stating that Lewandowski is a resident of Oakland County, California, which doesn't exist, Wong's claims raise new questions about Lewandowski's business conduct. In her complaint, Wong alleges that Lewandowski was paying a Tesla engineer for updates on its electric truck program, selling microchips abroad, and creating new startups using stolen trade secrets. Her complaint also describes Lewandowski reacting to the arrival of the Waymo lawsuit against Uber, strategizing with then-Uber CEO Travis Kalanick, and discussing fleeing to Canada to escape prosecution. Lewandowski's outside dealings while employed at Google and Uber have been central themes in Waymo's trade secrets case. Waymo says that Lewandowski took 14,000 technical files related to laser-ranging LiDAR and other self-driving technologies with him when he left Google to work at Uber. He's not party to the original Waymo complaint against Uber, however, and no criminal charges have yet been filed against him. Lewandowski has consistently exercised his Fifth Amendment rights and not responded to allegations in that suit. A statement on the Wong lawsuit from Lewandowski's spokesperson is unequivocal. On January 5th, a frivolous lawsuit was filed against Anthony Lewandowski in U.S. District Court. The allegations in the lawsuit are a work of fiction. Lewandowski is confident that the lawsuit will be dismissed by the courts. Little is known about Wong, who did not immediately respond to a request for an interview. She says in the complaint that a medical background earned her a higher-than-average salary for a nanny, that she had taken law classes, and that she'd produced a short film on Sebastian Thrun, who led the early development of Google's self-driving car. In the complaint, Wang describes a scene from February 23rd of last year, the day Waymo filed its lawsuit against Uber. When Wang arrived for work that evening, she says she saw Lewandowski walking in circles in the living room, sweating profusely and talking to his lawyer, Miles Ehrlich, on the phone. According to court records, Wang recalls Lewandowski screaming, "Fuck! Fuck! Fuck! How could they do this to me? Miles, what about the clause you said this would work? What do I do with the discs? What do the contracts say? It's all mine, the money, the deals, it's all mine. What about the shit? These are all my fucking deals." On March 11th, a day after Waymo filed a motion for an injunction against Uber, Wang describes Lewandowski texting her to say he was bringing his boss home with him. Half an hour later, she says, Kalanick and Lewandowski arrived, bringing with them a white bucket containing circuit boards and lenses, as well as legal documents for Lewandowski to sign. She writes that Kalanick spent about 5 hours at Lewandowski's home. A week later, Wang recalls Lewandowski saying to his stepmother, Susanna Musick, "Make sure Pat Green gets paid." Musick has deep connections with Lewandowski's companies. Google's first self-driving Prius was still registered in her name long after 510 Systems, the startup that built it, was sold to the tech giant. Wang had heard the same name in conversations between Lewandowski and Randy Miller, his college friend and business partner on multiple construction deals. On April 6th, according to the complaint, Green's name came up again in discussions with Miller, this time connected to updates from Tesla's electric trucking division. Wang's complaint says that on April 27, she overheard Lewandowski and his brother Mike talking about how Lewandowski might drive up to Alberta, Canada to avoid prison. She recalls Lewandowski telling his brother, "Just arrange with Susanna, Dad, and Hazlitt, another relative, to keep working with Pat Green. I need updates on Tesla trucking. The non-LiDAR technology is crucial, and NVIDIA chips. We can make money on both." During May and June, the suit states, Wang remembers Lewandowski calling his sister frequently and asking, "Did you get any packages from Google or Pat Green?" There's a senior manufacturing equipment engineer called Patrick Green working at Tesla on new products, according to a profile on LinkedIn. But neither Green nor Tesla responded to requests for comment, and no other public evidence appears to link this person to Lewandowski. Tesla has long been working on an electric self-driving truck, which was finally unveiled in November as the Semi. Lewandowski has an investment in autonomous trucking as the majority shareholder in Otto Trucking, a self-driving truck startup originally named as a co-defendant in the Waymo case. Otto Trucking owns self-driving trucks based at Uber's headquarters in San Francisco. According to Wang's complaint, at the same meeting, Lewandowski also asked his brother Mike to keep, quote, "paying off Haslam and others." This likely refers to James Haslam, the LiDAR engineer who was hired by Lewandowski to work at his startup, Taito LiDAR. Taito was acquired by Otto and, in turn, by Uber, where Haslam still works. Uber declined to comment on the allegation and did not make Haslam available for an interview. This complaint makes clear that Wang also thinks Lewandowski is selling trade secrets, LiDAR technology, and processors to customers abroad. She recalls a conversation on June 3rd in which she says he told her, "I don't plan on going to prison. The money is in the chip sales." On another phone call a few weeks later, according to court records, she heard him say, "I'm rich as fuck. Boom, motherfucker. Fuck Travis. Fuck Uber. I'm taking the world over with all these deals. Microchip sales all over the world." The document also details Wang's belief that Lewandowski had a hand in forming several startups not publicly linked to him. For example, the complaint describes Wang overhearing a conversation between Lewandowski and his business partners about ex-Google engineer Brian Selesky's autonomous vehicle startup Argo.ai. She then suggested in the complaint that Lewandowski might have had a role in creating the company while at Uber. Yet Google founder Larry Page testified in a deposition for the Waymo case that tension between Lewandowski and Selesky at Google wouldn't be surprising. Argo.ai tells Wired that Lewandowski was not involved in the formation of the company in any way. And Ford, which owns a majority stake in Argo, says the startup had not yet acquired the name Argo at the time of the alleged conversation. Wang also suggests in the complaint that Lewandowski helped create Jingqi Corporation, an autonomous technology startup founded by King Liu, a former executive at LiDAR company Velodyne, in March 2017. The complaint cites as evidence a few meetings between Lewandowski and Michael Gelin, Velodyne's president. When contacted, King Liu and Velodyne also denied Wang's conclusions. Wired could find no public evidence linking Lewandowski to either Argo or Jingqi. Wang is seeking damages of over $6 million. Lewandowski has been served with a summons and an initial case management conference is scheduled for early April. If Lewandowski was expecting his legal woes to end with the Waymo case next month, he may have to buckle up for a longer ride.